Widespread flooding in Missouri this week has forced the evacuation of a number of towns, closed major stretches of highways, and killed upwards of 14 people. It's being considered the worst flood the region has seen in decades. And while the rain appears to have subsided, the rivers continued to rise throughout last night. Doug Moore has been reporting on the flooding for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and he joins me now to talk about the latest. Doug, welcome.
Hello, Todd.
Last night was supposed to be the height of the damage when the Mississippi River and the Merrimack River crested. What happened?
Yeah, it did. We do have another interstate that was closed this morning. They're not sure how long it's going to remain closed. So they are having to detour traffic and are asking people to stay home if possible, and if not, to take an alternate route. So that is affecting, you know, thousands of motorists on that road of Interstate 55.
Now, you got up in a helicopter yesterday to survey the damage from above. Describe what you saw.
Yeah, it was actually my second day. I'm going up again, day three. It's the best way for us to really convey to our readers what's the extent of the damage. And you really see from that perspective just how widespread the flooding is. The Merrimack River, which is the largest culprit, it runs through most of the counties in the St. Louis region, just could not handle the water, which rose over a course of 3 days, 4 days, 35 feet, if you can imagine that. So the banks of the river just could not support it. So we saw widespread flooding in a half dozen suburban communities, yards, homes, barns. So there were hundreds of people that were forced from their homes, evacuated, moved to higher ground.
The flooding is affecting mostly smaller towns along the banks of the river?
It is. The city of St. Louis is situated right on the Mississippi, and there haven't been any homes displaced there just because it's a larger river. But the Merrimack River is a smaller version of that runs through. It's a tributary of the Mississippi. And so it's those smaller communities that are most affected by this, but that adds up to several thousand people.
And how have locals evaluated the rescue efforts so far?
Successful. The injuries have been minor, a little hypothermia. People have been outside too long or waded into the water when they probably shouldn't have. But they've been able to put them into shelters or with relatives, and they've done a pretty good job of making sure that everyone is out of their homes. There's a few holdouts that just won't leave their homes, and there's not much they can do about that. But by and large, people have been cooperative and moved to warm, dry places.
Doug Moore, put this into the historical context for us. I mentioned that this is the worst flooding in decades. There were some floods in 1992, back in the early 80s. How does this stack up in terms of what the region has seen over the last 30 or 40 years?
At least in the last 20, 25 years, this is the worst we've seen it, just in sort of its scope. We had a flood in 1993 that was huge, mainly because of the Mississippi. But the fact that we've had so many rivers, so many towns affected by this in such a short period of time because of so much rain that came 8 to 10 inches, you know, within a 2 to 3 day period. The forecasters, the meteorologists are calling this historic.
And Doug, are the forecasters telling you that the worst for this episode is probably over now?
Yes and no. I mean, the rivers have crested in some parts of our region, but actually there's a little anxiety still going on because in some parts of the region, it's not going to crest until the end of the day Thursday. So there's sandbaggers standing by waiting to see if their work is going to be a success or not. So we're going to be back up in the sky today, taking a look at what's going on and giving people another sense of how the damage is and how it's changed in the last 24 hours.
Massive flooding along the Merrimack and Mississippi rivers in Missouri. Doug Moore reporting from the ground and from above for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Doug, thanks.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.